Speaking of immigration.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. President Bush gave a speech to the country last night, and as expected, he outlined plans for a guest worker program for undocumented immigrants. He says these workers would get a special ID card.
A tamper-proof card would help us enforce the law and leave employers with no excuse for violating it.
Physically keeping illegal immigrants out of the country was also a key point in the president's speech. But John Keeley with the Center for Immigration Studies says the real crackdown should come at companies that hire illegal immigrants.
By deploying the National Guard, he wants to look tough on the border, but without any meaningful reforms. The real magnet for illegal immigration to the United States is the availability of jobs.
The immigration debate will likely be settled soon in Congress. You got to be careful with those credit counseling agencies. Some of them are legit, but many others are taking advantage of people who are desperate for financial help. The IRS has had enough. It's yanking the tax-exempt status of some of these groups. Lisa Napoli reports.
The IRS audit found 40% of the businesses that make up the billion-dollar credit counseling industry are suspect, masquerading as nonprofits and then ripping off already cash-strapped consumers. IRS Commissioner Mark Iverson.
By having the 501c3 status, they can detour around the do-not-call list as a not-for-profit and say, hey, we're a charity.
Iverson says that's why the IRS is yanking the tax-exempt status of offending agencies and putting all 740 agencies classified as nonprofits under compliance investigation. As credit card debt balloons, there are more and more desperate consumers, which means traffic to credit counseling agencies is thicker than ever, too. Under the law passed last year, a visit to such an agency is mandatory before you can declare bankruptcy. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
Now for more on that thing about phone companies handing over call records to the government, Bell South says it does not have a contract with the National Security Agency to turn over such records. Last week, USA Today reported that three major phone companies are giving that information to the government. Almost a third of the money Medicare spends on chronically ill seniors is wasted, according to a new study. From the health desk at WGBH, Helen Palmer has more.
The Dartmouth Medical Atlas documents how variable healthcare can be around the country. The latest study shows that for seniors with chronic conditions like diabetes, heart disease, or even cancer, less can actually be more.
The long-term survival following heart attacks and following hip fractures, for example, is slightly worse in regions and hospitals that have higher intensity of care.
Dartmouth's Dr. John Wenberg says the more days patients spend in hospitals, the higher their risk of infection. Discretionary surgeries can also carry risks. Wenberg says there's no evidence that much of the care seniors get is useful. He says if all regions copied areas like Salt Lake City, which report better health outcomes yet spend a third less on average, Medicare would save $40 billion a year. In Boston, I'm Helen Palmer for Marketplace.
The Dow made back some of its recent losses, but the broader market fell. The Dow gained 47 points. The Nasdaq fell 5. The S&P 500 put on 3. This is Marketplace. Walmart reports its earnings today. Profits are probably going to be up about 10%. Ho-hum. But as Lisa Roth tells us, that doesn't mean there's smooth sailing ahead.
Walmart's had to hire lawyers because of a threat of lawsuits from former employees. It could face high health care costs thanks to a new Maryland law that forces big companies to offer insurance. The retail behemoth has also put new PR people on staff to get ready for battle with the labor unions. And analyst Bert Flickinger says the low-cost giant has had to raise prices.
So as Wall Street pushes the company for more profits and Walmart in turn produces higher profits, there's a pricing risk, particularly for cash and credit-constrained consumer at the low end.
High gas prices are one place Walmart may be able to breathe easy. Flickinger says Walmart's fast becoming one of the country's biggest fuel sellers, so high prices may mean more profits. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Which is produced and distributed by American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com. By the Society for Human Resource Management. HR, leading people, leading organizations. Online at shrm.org. And by Mellon Financial Corporation. helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. An American business group in China said today that piracy in that country is only getting worse. Essentially, the American Chamber of Commerce says repeated government crackdowns haven't accomplished a thing. So companies are starting to take things into their own hands. Jocelyn Ford reports from Beijing.
For anti-counterfeit investigator Bai Gong, another day, another raid.
So let's go.
Today's target is a tourist shop in a four-star hotel. Bai Gong is one of the hired guns for brands like Kodak, Gillette, and Lacoste. Most of the time, he's asking trademark authorities to investigate a violation. This time, the Beijing authorities tipped him off, so he's joining two government investigators on a raid to verify the Lacoste shirts they found are indeed fakes. But when we get to the hotel, the shop is closed. So the investigation team hangs for about an hour. Now that department stores have cracked down on fake brands, hotels have become a convenient cover. Bai Gong says pirates rent retail space in prestigious hotels because shoppers will assume the brands are authentic. In this shop window, there are dress shirts with a Louis Vuitton label and a couple of Valentino Ludi suits. When the shop owner shows up, Bai Gong finds what he's looking for, Lacoste-style shirts. Except the crocodile is facing the wrong direction, and there's a confusing label.
So it says French Crocodile Group,
Hong Kong. They pretend to be a French company. That's one tricky way. They always did.
So who's going to be fooled by this?
I think the consumers were easily, especially for the consumers who knows the crocodile is a famous brand, but they don't know what exactly.
The authorities confiscate 30 items and tell the store owner to come in for questioning. If the shirts are deemed trademark infringements, she'll be fined 3 times the price of each shirt sold, as well as her remaining stock. That'll come to at least $9,000. But her shirts are only a teeny tiny drop in the counterfeit bucket. Recently, China's been cracking down and is putting more people behind bars. But Bai Gong says counterfeiters are also getting leaner and meaner. They use abandoned factories and work at night.
They were never held stocks. I think that they did this much better than even the international companies.
Most troubling to his clients, there's an increase in exports. In the past year, Chinese customs discovered 300,000 Lacoste shirts headed for the United States. Total retail value, $15 million. Authorities seized the shirts. After removing the logo, they were donated to charity. The importer is still at large. In Beijing, I'm Jocelyn Ford for Marketplace.
Podcasting. We're doing it. You can check out the details on our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
When a business is hatched for altruism,
the world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.